Welcome to the Livonia Stevenson Hockey Podcast. I am your host, Paul Mitchell, and we are back with episode 4 of the year of the 2017-2018 season. Episode 4, coming back after a week in which the Spartans saw one game on the docket. So let's get right into it. After a really good successful showing at the Cranbrook Thanksgiving Tournament, which was Thanksgiving weekend, the Spartans returned to practice for the week, and they had a contest upcoming on last Friday. And the Spartans faced off against Northville High School, one of the top-ranked teams in Division I, and they were on a roll. So the Spartans knew that it was going to be a pretty tough game going into it, and the Spartans had all week to get ready and to prepare, get some guys some rest, and get guys ready to go. So let's jump right into it. Last Friday at Novi Ice Arena, in which the Spartans faced off against Northville. So game action, first period, kind of back and forth. Spartans had some chances, but it would be a 0-0 scoreless period after one. And then in the second period, the Spartans did jump on the board to go up 1-0. Northville tied it 1-1, and then the Spartans kind of went on from there. Spartans ended up winning the game 6-3, and a couple big offensive performances. Number one by Jake Bonet, senior defenseman Jake Bonet, with a hat trick, getting 3 goals in that game. Cole Parkhurst also getting 2 goals in that game. And then Josh Susio getting his first goal as a Spartan in that game. And again, the Spartans went on to win 6-3. So really good, big win for the Spartans against a high-ranked team in the state. Northville, just a well-coached, good team over there. So to get the W there in their barn, just a really good showing. Anytime you can go into to somebody else's barn there like that and walk away with the win is huge. So great showing for the Spartans. Just the one game last week, they took care of business, and now they are back in action this week. Two games on the schedule. They will face Novi this Wednesday at home at Eddie Edgar, and then the Spartans will actually be on the road. And when I say on the road, we're talking road trip this upcoming weekend. They're going to be out in Grand Rapids Friday and Saturday, and they will face Grand Rapids Forest Hills Northeastern. So another couple big games coming up. And you know what? But hey, nice win over this last Friday, and we'll take it. So let's, as we always do, bring in the coach and talk about it and talk about the week ahead here. Coach, how we doing?
Good, Paul. How you doing today?
I'm doing good. Yeah, not too bad for a Monday, so doing well. So, as we mentioned, you guys had one game last week, and you guys faced a pretty tough Northville team, and you came out with a W. Tell us about it.
Yeah, it was a good test for our guys. Northville is top 5 team in D1 and a well-coached and well-put-together team. So, it was a good game for us. We had some, good contributions from some guys and a couple guys. Jake Bonet had 3 and Nicole Parker had a couple, and Susio got his first of the year. So it was good to see that. And it was a good up-and-down game. And, we tried some different combinations and did some different things, and it was good to go into Novi Ice Arena and play Northville and come out with a win. It's always good.
Yeah, especially a win like that. Again, as you mentioned, a highly ranked Northville team, and then that being on the road, always a great win for any team. So with that, speaking of Novi, that upcoming this Wednesday, you'll be at home against Novi, and then as we mentioned earlier, you're going to be on the road. A pretty cool weekend. Road trip this weekend for the boys, a little travel up to Grand Rapids for Forest Hills Northeastern.
Yeah, we're doing the East-West Showcase this year. It's a two-game thing, but we're only participating in one game. But, like you said, we have Novi on Wednesday, and that's where our focus is at. Novi's a little bit younger team this year, but, another solid team in our league that, you have to – Come with, prepared to give your best, to play your best, to execute your best and all that. So, that's where our focus is. That's where our preparation is right now.
Okay, so of course we know you don't want to look ahead past Novi. That's, on your mind right now. But if you could tell us a little about the trip. It's a pretty unique trip coming up because you guys will actually be going out Friday, spending Friday evening in Grand Rapids, and then you don't play until Saturday, correct?
Yeah, that's right. You know, anytime we travel like that, if at all possible, we'd like to go out the night before, and so we will be going out the night before. And you know, the plan right now is to attend a Grand Rapids Griffins game, and so that'll be, I think, something, you know, unique and different for our team and for our kids to do. And then Saturday, we don't play till 6, so we'll get up, we'll have a stretch and a jog, and you know, per our normal game day activities. And then, you know, I've been in contact with some of our alums that are out there, and Ben Kowalski and some Grand Valley State players that are there. They might, you know, we're looking to see if they can take us around campus a little bit and maybe have their coaches talk to our team and, you know, do something along those lines. And so, you know, we'll definitely fill up the day, but you know, when we get out there, our focus will be on a pretty big, very big game with Grand Rapids Forest Hills Northeastern. You know, we're talking about a team that's been to the state finals the last couple of years, and been to Compu the last couple of years, USA, and so you know, they returned almost everybody, and a very high powered, you know, offensive team, you know, that's well coached, well disciplined, and can come at you in waves. And so we'll have our work cut out for us, you know, going out there. It's in their building. And so, you know, we're excited about the opportunity, but we know it will take our best effort to compete out there.
No doubt. So best of luck out there in both games this weekend. And real quick, just to touch on, you mentioned some alums out there. For those of the, for people that don't know, there are some Steamington hockey alum playing out at Grand Valley State. Nick Beers, Alex Soroki, Ben Kowalski, and Andrew Rosenbaum, correct?
Yeah, you know, they're out there, and we were, you know, there's, I guess the longer you stay at one place, the more alums you tend to have, but we've had some success stories from guys out there and guys at other programs and guys, whether in the academic world or the world of work or the college hockey, you know, world. And you know, we're pretty excited and proud as can be of what our alumni are doing and what people, you know, these players that have been through the Steamington hockey program and have learned about, you know, what it takes to be successful are going and doing just a really bang up job, you know, with whatever they're attempting to do. So we couldn't be any more proud than we are that the network of Steamington hockey alum is growing like crazy, and you know, like I said, really extremely proud. And so it'll be nice to see some of those guys this weekend, and then you know, hopefully we'll see a bunch more, you know, coming up here during the holiday season.
All right, well, Coach, as always, best of luck. Thank you so much for joining us, but best of luck this week with your games ahead.
Thanks, Paul. Thanks again for having me, and you know, go Spartans.
All right, there he is, our head coach David Mitchell, as he joins us each and every week here on the Livonian-Stevenson Hockey Podcast. So moving right along here with the show. Okay, now we have a special guest for the podcast. We would like to bring in assistant coach Craig Peterson, also known as PD, to the team. Craig, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
So, Craig, year four here with the Spartans, I believe, starting year four. Tell us a little bit about how you became part of the program.
Kind of a fluke, to be honest with you. The stars kind of aligned just right for me, and I came down to the Metro Detroit area for work initially and was only working part-time and looking to fill some of my extra time with hockey. And Livonia-Stevenson just happened to be the closest high school to where I was living, so I shot the head coach, Dave Mitchell, an email and said, hey, are you looking for help, or do you need someone to come push pucks at practice? I wasn't really expecting much. And to be honest, if Dave would have told me no, I'd have just went to the second closest high school and just reached out to them and continued looking. But I met up with Dave shortly after our email exchange and sat down and kind of discussed how I would fit into the fray, and ever since then it's kind of been smooth sailing for the most part.
Awesome, and it's just really cool how, yeah, you just kind of dropped the line, and have been here ever since. And I know it's we've been really happy, you know, that we have you here. You've been a great help to the program. It's been really cool. I know not only, you know, with Steamington, but you're also involved with the Michigan Development Hockey League. You help out with that. And you do some work with the Michigan High School Hockey Hub, correct?
Yeah, you know, high school hockey is something I've always been passionate about. I played 4 years. I coached 2 years in the Lansing area before I came to Metro Detroit and joined up with Stevenson. And each year it kind of snowballs, and you kind of take on more and more responsibility with each year that passes. And so I joined the Michigan Developmental Hockey League, as you mentioned, and have helped now with the Michigan High School Hockey Hub, creating content and getting stories out there, because I believe high school hockey is a very prevalent route for kids who are looking to advance their hockey careers. And I think there's a lot of good hockey players playing high school, and to be able to tell their stories or get information out there to hopefully better educate some of the young hockey players around the state is a big passion of mine, for sure.
That's really cool, because you actually went to school for journalism, and for those of you that do check out the Michigan High School Hockey Club, the Hub, most of the articles there are written by yourself, which is something, again, that you just mentioned that you're really passionate about. So it's great that you're helping out, but also that you're able to do something that you kind of went to school for.
Yeah, I mean, any chance you get to kind of use your degree and use your education to kind of help others and to be able to tell other people's stories, as I mentioned, is good. And to couple that with a lot of the on-ice and being able to work with kids on the ice and make them better hockey players, but then away from the rink to be able to share their stories online and you know, kind of educate some of the younger players coming up and promote some of the guys we currently have, is kind of the best of both worlds for me, and to be able to, like I said, use my education, but then also help out the guys on the ice is a good marriage of the two skills there.
Awesome. And then, you know, coming into Stevenson, you know, working with other programs or kind of being involved with hockey before, you know, what was your impression right away of the program, and you know how that's been over the years, and what have you seen with this program, that would be special in your eyes?
Well, the coaches are second to none. I think some of the work these guys put in is pretty impressive, and how dedicated they are to not just teaching the kids, but also learning the game themselves and then being able to translate it to the kids is pretty impressive. But the kids, to me, are some of the most hardworking, passionate about the sport. You know, we say eat, sleep, breathe, but to truly, I mean, these kids, it's 24/7, 365, and to see their passion and how dedicated they are to this game has been truly eye-opening to see it and be up close and personal with, the kids here at Stevenson and how much they really love the game and want to be around the rink and want to be in the gym and make themselves better athletes and, you know, eating right and really being students of the game themselves is truly humbling compared to, my hockey upbringing and where I came from. So,
yeah, and again, just as you mentioned, too, I mean, the high school, the game has evolved over the years to where it has become a path now for kids. And I know, as you mentioned, you've been a big proponent of trying to help kids move on, and get the word out there. So that's been great, and you know, just seeing the game grow in itself. So again, just really happy to have you here at Stevenson. And again, for those we mentioned the High School Hockey Hub, make sure you check that out. And that's just what's the web, the URL for that?
MIHSHockeyHub.com.
Okay, and we can check out some Petey's articles there. Always be sure to check out. On Twitter, too, some of the stuff we'll make sure to retweet that he writes or this and that. Or I believe Michigan High School Hockey also has a Twitter account.
They do. I believe it's the same as the web address, MIHS Hockey Hub, I believe.
Okay, perfect. Well, there he is, as we call him, Petey. Glad to have him on board, one of the hardworking assistant coaches here at Livonia Stevenson. Always working, always going, and again, just great to have him. Petey, thanks for all you do, and thanks for being part of the show today.
Paul, you're doing a great job. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Thanks, brother. Appreciate it. Okay, that was Craig Peterson, a.k.a. Petey, as we all call him here on the Spartans. So thank you again to him for joining us and for helping us out here. And again, thanks to Coach David Mitchell for joining us each and every week as he does. Guy is a busy guy, so anytime we can get him and get a few words, It's always good. So thanks again to him. And again, as we want to do each and every week, we want to thank everyone for the support of the Livonia Stevenson hockey program, from the administration of the school, to the coaches, to the team, to the parents, to the student section, the Blue Crew. Just another great showing by those guys and gals out at Northville on Friday. Just an outstanding student section. We really, truly are thankful for the students that make the games, the home games and away games. It really says a lot about the program and about the school and about the support. So just very grateful for that. And that's going to be a wrap on this week's Livonia Stevenson Hockey Podcast. I want to make sure to let people know to check out the Livonia Stevenson Hockey Twitter page for all things like game updates and anything happening in and around the program. Really good source there for everything Livonia Stevenson Hockey related, so make sure you check that out. And that's going to do it for us this week. We will catch you next time, and take care, everyone.